I'm Steve Junker. It's time now for the fishing news. I'm speaking with On the Water magazine editor Kevin Blinkoff. Hi, Kevin.
Hi, Steve.
Kevin, we are reaching maximum summer, and that means if you're looking for striped bass, your best bet in many cases can be to go fishing at night. Tell us what it is that makes night a good time to go fishing.
Well, striped bass are semi-nocturnal, so they're active all day long, but they do tend to feed more at night, especially the big ones, and especially in the summertime. In the summer, they tend to come closer to shore, they'll be a little shallower, and they can be a little less picky in the nighttime. I think that part of that has to do with the temperature, that once the waters start to get warm, the temperature at night of the shallow waters gets a little cooler. Also, a place like Cape Cod during the summertime, your beaches are crowded, there's a lot of boat traffic, that can keep the fish out deep, and then at nighttime, they're more comfortable coming in closer to shore and feeding a little heavier.
Now, it can be beautiful to go out fishing at night, but there are some things you have to think about before you head out that you maybe wouldn't have to think about if you're fishing during the day.
Well, obviously, safety is very important. If you're fishing at night, I recommend not fishing alone. At the very least, let someone know where you are going. It's a good idea to have your cell phone on you, and I even like to carry a safety whistle just in case something happens at night. You can signal for help. I don't recommend fishing somewhere brand new at night, and that goes for if you're out in a boat or if you're fishing from shore. Don't start in an unfamiliar place at night. It can be really tough to get your bearings. If you're going to fish in a spot that is new to you, start in the daylight, fish through sunset, and you'll be a lot more comfortable with kind of knowing where things are.
How about a good headlamp?
A good headlamp is very important. I recommend a headlamp that has a red light setting. So when you're tying on a lure or looking for maybe a plug in your plug bag, you can use the red light, and then you don't blind yourself, you don't lose your night vision, and you also stand less of a chance of spooking fish. But then your headlamp should also have a bright white light as well in case you really need to see well.
Let's talk about lures, because there's a whole school of thought that you want to be fishing with dark lures or black lures at night. What's your feeling on that?
So it seems counterintuitive, but that's sort of surfcaster legend there that you always want to fish a dark, a black, or purple lure at night. And the reasoning behind it is the fishermen say that a black lure, fish are looking up. And so if there's a little bit of light in the sky, the black lure stands out more against that little bit of light in the sky. I'm a little skeptical of it. I mean, I guess it makes sense, but I also think that almost all fishermen are out there at night. They're throwing black lures, and so it sort of perpetuates. Black lures work because that's what we're using.
There's one more thing about fishing at night, and that's that in the summertime, it's just such a great opportunity to be outside somewhere beautiful on a beach, on a shoreline, in a boat, under the stars. There's no better reason almost to be out there.
It's a great way to beat the heat yourself. We've had some hot days on Cape Cod. You get out at nighttime. The southwest breeze that we get in the summertime usually dies off a bit, and you can have some beautiful nights outside fishing under the stars. Everything seems a little bit more intense when you're out there at night. The sounds are a little louder. The fish seem to fight a little harder. It's a great way to fish.
Let's round up the fishing action. What are you hearing? What should we be looking out for if we're heading out this weekend?
Well, the big news around Cape Cod right now is there's been a very good bluefin tuna bite, and that's mostly east of Chatham and off the backside of Cape Cod, within 1 to 3 miles offshore, so not very far out. And these are mostly giant bluefin tuna, so fish over 70 inches long, maybe 300 to 500 pounds. A lot of those fish being landed right now, mostly on live bait. We're also hearing of some good striped bass fishing east of Chatham and in the Monomoy Rips. There have been reports of bluefish in Buzzards Bay. Again, kind of small bluefish, maybe 1 to 3 pounders, but some good action there. And then finally, more reports of bonito around Martha's Vineyard in Nantucket. Mostly guys trolling for them and some finding them on the surface and casting.
For more on fishing the Cape and the islands, check out the fishing forecast at onthewater.com. Kevin Blinkoff, thanks a lot.
Thank you, Steve.
For WCAI's The Fishing News, I'm Steve Junker.